friends, I am speaking to you tonight at an hour when grave situation is developing on our borders due to China's threatening posture and deployment of our armed forces along our northern borders. If China chooses to commit aggression, we are prepared to face it with grim determination. It was 6 weeks back that Pakistan, through massive infiltrations of armed personnel, disguised, sought to disturb the peaceful life of the people of the state of Jammu and Kashmir. The attempt of the armed raiders to enter Kashmir to disrupt administrative and military centers and to commit acts of sabotage failed due to timely action of the security forces. When the attempts of the infiltrators failed, the Pakistani regime, out of desperation, committed open and naked aggression against India by crossing the international border. This action by regular infantry, artillery and arms created a situation in which, as a defensive measure and in order to relieve pressure on the vital sector near Jammu, Indian Army crossed the international boundary. During the last 2 weeks, our operations, whether on the ground or in the air, have gone well, and we have taken a heavy toll of Pakistan's men and material. It has never been our intention to occupy large areas of territory in Pakistan. We have no territorial ambitions against Pakistan, as they seem to have against us in Kashmir. However, we feel it is necessary to reduce their armed potential, and this is our main aim. While we have gained considerable success in the achievement of this aim, I would like to point out that we should not be complacent or satisfied with our achievements so far. In fact, Pakistan, particularly encouraged by her Chinese ally, may try a desperate effort to attack us in the positions we have gained, and these attacks will have to be beaten back in the same way as the previous attacks that were made by Pakistan. The present conflict is of Pakistan's choosing, and Pakistan must learn that it cannot start military action against India at a time and place of its choosing. Come what may, we will defend our territorial integrity. We believe that today there is no Kashmir problem. The state of Jammu and Kashmir is a part of the Indian Union by the free will of the people of the state. They enjoy the same democratic rights and cherish in common with the people of India the same democratic values and freedom. Pakistan's claim and talk about self-determination for the people of Jammu and Kashmir is solely based on the ground that the majority of the people of the state are Muslims. It is strange that the regime in Pakistan, which does not believe in freedom and democracy, talks glibly of a plebiscite in Kashmir, while it is not prepared to have a free election in its own country. We in India have adopted secularism as the basis of our democratic political system. Our people, irrespective of their religion, whether Hindus, Muslims, Sikhs or Christians, or Indians, as long as we believe in secular democracy, we cannot and shall not allow Pakistan to achieve its nefarious objective. The recent events have more than strengthened our faith in secular state. Men in our armed forces, whether Hindus, Muslims, Sikhs or Christians, are fighting and shedding their blood and laying down lives so that secular India may live forever. It is heartening that at this moment of crisis, the people of India, irrespective of community and caste, are standing united to face the aggression against our frontiers. This communal unity and harmony is the strength of the Indian nation, and in fighting Pakistan's aggression, we are fighting to preserve this unity and strength. Let me tell you that we have no quarrel with the people of Pakistan. They are our closest neighbors and basically of the same stock as ourselves and therefore are responsive to the same ideas. It is a misfortune that they are ruled by a regime which, to keep itself in power, has deprived them of freedom and democracy. It has continued to keep fanning the flames of hatred against India and invoke religion for their own selfish ends. To serve its selfish ends, Pakistan joined military alliances to equip and strengthen its military machine. These arms were obtained on the clear understanding that these would not be used against India. Now, with a clearer picture that has emerged of Pakistan's relationship with China, it is more than obvious that Pakistan has not only entertained military designs and intentions against India, but it has duped its allies. The intensification during the last few days of consultations between the governments of Pakistan and China at the highest level, and the hostile attitude of China towards us in support of Pakistan, thus falls into a pattern. China's threat of aggression on the flimsiest ground is so well planned to help Pakistan that this is a proof, if any proof is needed, of the alliance between Pakistan and China. No friend of India would fail to understand its implications. India values its freedom and democratic way of life. We believe in peace and friendship with all nations. These are the values which are shared by all friendly and peace-loving nations who, we are confident, will not fail to understand and appreciate the consequences of the situation developing due to Pakistan's relationship with China. We believe that any action resulting from China's threat would not only threaten peace of the subcontinent, but may lead to much wider consequences. Therefore, consistent with our desire to maintain peace, we have offered to China a peaceful solution to the allegations made by her. We hope that good sense will prevail. But I would like to tell you that if China commits aggression, we are resolved to maintain the sovereignty and territorial integrity of India, and we will meet the new threat with valor and courage. For armed forces who are fighting with determination and courage against Pakistan, I am confident will give a good account of themselves if China chooses to attack us. The jawans and officers of the Indian Army have shown their mettle against great odds. Whether in the high mountains of Kashmir or against massive artillery and armor strength of Pakistan, our pilots and airmen are more than fulfilling the high expectations that we had of them. They command our appreciation and admiration. I take this opportunity to pay, on behalf of the nation, our tributes to the brave officers and men who have laid down their lives. I wish speedy recovery to our wounded officers and jawans who are undergoing treatment in hospitals. I met some of them the other day, and I know how anxious they are to get well and join their comrades on the battlefront. While I am confident that our armed forces will meet the challenge, I must add that a heavy responsibility is cast upon each one of us, whether working in factories, fields or offices. All the resources of the nation, of the skilled and unskilled laborer, of the farmer and office worker, will have to be harnessed to give strength to the will and determination of our young men and jawans fighting on the front. The struggle in which we have been called upon to enter is not one limited to the battlefront alone. I am confident that at this hour of destiny, each one of us will resolve to do his best in whatever vocation or work that he or she is assigned to do. Nothing but the best will strengthen the hands of the jawan who wields the gun that repels the aggression against our borders. The great sense of unity displayed by our people has strengthened the will of the armed forces.
the people of the border states of Jammu and Kashmir, of Punjab and Rajasthan, are being subjected to most inhuman bombings by Pakistan, which is specially attacking civilian areas and even hospitals to create turmoil and panic. The people in these areas have held on to their homes and hearths with the resolve to face come what may. With the growing threat, greater efforts may be made to disrupt the life of this country. I am confident that the people in all parts of India would face this hour of crisis with courage and fortitude. We believe in the cause of democracy. We believe that in this crisis, all freedom-loving people in the world, wherever they are, would be one with us. We believe that the friendly countries would help and assist us in facing this aggression, which is not only against our territory, but against basic values of democracy and freedom. In the life of every nation, there is a moment when it has to face a situation such as we are facing today. I believe this is a moment of test for India, and let it not be said by the generations to follow that we did not do our best to preserve the torch of freedom and liberty which our leaders Mahatma Gandhi and Jawaharlal Nehru handed over to us. On behalf of the armed forces, I give you a pledge that we'll do our duty to the best of our ability. Jai Hind.